It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The phrase, our next speaker needs no introduction, usually means you're about to hear a long introduction. That wasn't the case at a convention for American Muslims this month.
Sheikh Hamza likes no introductions, so we're going to go straight to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
Sheikh Hamza Yusuf was already familiar to the thousands in the room. He's less familiar to those outside. So consider this an introduction to one of the most prominent American Muslim leaders today.
He has a following from the U.S. to Europe to the Middle East. He's attacked American foreign policy, but also works to weed out extremism. And he's part of this week's reports on Muslim life in America 5 years after the 9/11 attacks.
The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. And the only thing worthy of fear is God Almighty.
Sheikh Hamza Yusuf is an American convert to Islam. And in that Chicago convention speech, he moved fluidly between American English and the Arabic of the Quran.
And when they came and they said, إِذْ قَالَ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ.
When you meet him, he's liable to quote anyone from an 11th century scholar to a modern musician.
Don't follow leaders, watch the parking meters. That's good advice.
You're quoting Bob Dylan there.
Right. Imam Bob.
And he's respected enough that he played a role in a presidential speech shortly after the 9/11 attacks.
The terrorists are traitors to their own faith, trying in effect to hijack Islam itself.
President Bush emphasized that point by inviting Sheikh Hamza Yusuf to sit in the audience. Yet these days he does not hide his distaste for the president.
It's going to get worse before it gets better, but may Allah protect all of you and keep you strong. Because there's only 2 more years. Salaam alaikum.
Takbir! Takbir!
Takbir! He's very political. He will say that he is not interested in politics, but in fact, he's deeply interested in politics.
Lori Goodstein covers religion for The New York Times.
He has given some speeches in the past that you could characterize as intemperate, both toward the United States, being critical of American foreign policy, critical of capitalism, but very much the kinds of things you might hear from someone who is coming from the political left. But that coming from the mouth of someone who is unashamedly Muslim can come across as sounding very militant and very scary.
Sheikh Hamza Yusuf was born 47 years ago in Walla Walla, Washington. His given name was Mark Hansen. He converted as a teenager. He went to study in Saudi Arabia and Africa, and now he's walking a difficult path. He has attacked Islamic extremism, yet he is also defending Muslims against what he sees as prejudice.
People begin to wonder, okay, is this a terrorist cell next door to my house? You know, Abdul? And, yeah, don't they celebrate that funny holiday and what are they up to, and why are those people, and who are those two men with beards that just showed up? And let's call the FBI. The FBI got untold number of calls. I mean, I've read about this. Some of them very hilarious. Not for the people, obviously, but for the FBI, I'm sure. I mean, if they have a sense of humor. I think they have a sense of humor, don't they, the FBI? They smile, actually. They have a nice day, and it's definitely not like the Gestapo.
You guys chat a lot, you and the FBI?
No, I mean, you know, they've been very cordial with me. And as a quote-unquote Muslim leader, you know, they wanted to let me know that they had a zero-tolerance policy to hate crimes and things like that. And I think the FBI...
They're actually looking after you is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I think so. And you know, during the time there were some death threats and things like that, they came to let me know.
The subject of the FBI's concern met with us in a Chicago hotel room. He wore a goatee and glasses and a blue shirt with the tails untucked. Hours later, he put on a suit. He stepped on stage and said that Muslims should also avoid prejudice.
We have to drive anti-Jewish rhetoric out of our mosques and out of our living rooms. And I say that with utter conviction.
Those words against prejudice came from the same man who once denounced Jews for believing they were God's chosen people. It was one of a number of harsh comments, like a declaration days before 9/11 that America stands condemned. Afterward, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf expressed regret. And though he still criticizes Israeli policies, he says Muslims need to clean up their language.
I don't want to be part of it. I wasn't raised with it. I was introduced into it when I went to the Middle East and studied in the Arab world, infected by it, but I reject it.
His efforts have impressed John Esposito, a professor of Islamic studies at Georgetown University.
I think that he's addressing a reality that exists in the Muslim community as it does in other communities, and that is that there is an anti-Semitism. So he's put a lot of time into the whole area of education, access to information, to kind of say, here are the true sources and roots of your faith. That's what you should be looking to. You look to the Quran. The Quran, for example, has space for Christians and Jews, and you need to remember and affirm that. You need to also look at a lot of our classical texts rather than looking at the texts that come from the extremist or the terrorist.
Which is not to say that Sheikh Hamza Yusuf's views will comfort every American. He argues that Wahhabism, an extremely conservative form of Islam, is not necessarily bad. You can hear his explanation at NPR.org. And he dismisses President Bush for linking terrorism to Islamist beliefs.
This nation is at war with Islamic fascists.
What do you think about when you hear the White House describing a danger from Islamic fascism?
Yes. If you're using it as an adjective to describe people that don't tolerate the views of others, there's fascism all over the place. It's just out there. I mean, I've dealt with many fascists in my life, right, really. I've probably had some fascistic attitudes towards others in my life that I'm ashamed of now. So I think that aspect, the intolerance that exists, yeah, that's a human problem. It has nothing to do with Islam. It has to do with just people. In terms of Islamofascism, I have a real serious problem with that. I just simply do. It's not a word. Is it in Webster's? Yeah, so next year it'll be in the dictionary so we can find out what it means.
It seemed to me that the intended meaning was, here is a dangerous ideology that threatens the
world. It's not a dangerous ideology. It's a pathetic ideology that's been utterly a failure in the Muslim world. It has not succeeded.
Well, you make the point that most Muslims have rejected this.
They have rejected it.
But isn't the risk, the danger, that if you have a minority who accept it, and if they are organized and effective, they can still be profoundly dangerous to the world.
Yeah, but don't project that onto... The only difference, there is a fundamental difference between the pre-modern world and the modern world, and that is that the individual has, through technology, the capacity to inflict the types of damage that only pre-modern armies could inflict. So that's something new. I mean, that is a problem, and I accept that. And I recognize there is a threat. I'm not denying that threat. But what I'm saying is the ideology is not the threat. The threat is these individuals.
September 11th cannot be used as a pretext to do whatever you want in attacking and frightening other people in other places in the world. And I want to quote another American president, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who said, "Preventive war was an invention of Hitler. This is the man who led the American forces to victory against fascism." Against fascism.
That is the passionate public face of the former Mark Hansen, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf. These days he's based in California, where his seminary, the Zaytuna Institute, has attracted scholars from around the country. One of his goals is to translate Islamic writings, and in a larger sense, to translate Islam itself. He wants to explain it to Americans. He also wants to separate it from the hatred that threatens his faith.